Dr. Gene Likens, co-discoverer of acid rain in North America some 50 years ago, says the study is the first of its kind. Researchers looked at long-term alkalinity trends in 97 streams and rivers from Florida to New Hampshire and found alkalinity has increased.
Two-thirds of those 97 were increasing statistically significantly. And that was a great surprise, I think, to all of us that this effect was so widespread. I mean, literally the whole eastern coast of the United States.
Too much alkalinity can cause algal blooms and alter water quality, harming aquatic life. Increasing alkalinity hardens drinking water and exacerbates the salinization of fresh water. Likens, a founding director of the Dutchess County-based Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, says human activities that create acid rain conditions are driving the problem and changing the water chemistry of many streams and rivers.
And I think policymakers and the public largely think that acid rain has gone away. Well, it hasn't. It's much less than it was, but it's still a major factor.
While it seems like a paradox, the acid rain-alkalinity connection, he explains that acid rain, along with acidic mining waste and agricultural fertilizers, contribute to speeding the breakdown of limestone and even concrete and cement, resulting in alkaline particles washing off into streams and rivers.
The lesson, again, is that we humans cause large changes. I invented a phrase for that some time ago. I call it human-accelerated environmental change. So these are large changes, such as climate change and pollution and infectious disease, that are human-accelerated. And we need to document that and look at the rates of change and then how we can reverse or mitigate those changes.
As for two rivers he and other researchers studied in the Northeast, Likens mentions the following.
Two of the 97 rivers that showed significant increases in alkalinity were a river that I work on in the White Mountains of New Hampshire called Hubbard Brook. It's a large river, but in New Hampshire, it's called a brook, and we've been studying that for several decades, and it shows a very statistically significant increase in alkalinity.
He describes the ecological environment there as sensitive. He then talks about a river in the western portions of Connecticut and Massachusetts.
At the same time, in the Housatonic, we found a long-term alkalinity increase in a system that is much more complicated, draining agricultural land, forest land, urban land, all contributing to the Housatonic. So again, the finding is very robust because of big and small, complicated, less complicated, more acid rain, less acid rain, all showing the same effect. That's what was so surprising to me.
He says researchers did consider data for the Hudson River, but then found that data to be statistically insignificant. The study is published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.